Well, let's check in now on the U.S. Open. It's been quite a refuge this weekend from terrible news, which we'll continue to follow. But how about that win by number one women's seed Naomi Osaka, who then helped her opponent, the 15-year-old Coco Gauff, turn her disappointing loss into an inspiring moment? And the men's number one seed Novak Djokovic retired from his match with a bad shoulder, very dramatic. We have the great Pam Shriver, ESPN analyst and former U.S. Open women's singles finalist herself, to review for us. Pam, no spoilers about today's matches, but recap the weekend, starting with Coco Mania. Gauff won her first couple of matches. The U.S. Open crowds were adoring her.
Yes, she's been quite the summer tennis story, starting at Wimbledon when she qualified, beat Venus Williams first round, lost to the eventual champion Simona Halep. All eyes on her singles draw here, and then it set up a much-hyped match against the defending champ, Osaka, who hasn't been looking as strong as she did last year or as fit. But let's face it, I mean, Osaka, just a bigger, stronger, better player right now, but it was the moments after the match that were magical.
Well, we'll talk about those, but just before the match, after all this, you know, fan love for Coco Gauff, you commentators almost had to remind people about how deserving Naomi Osaka is, because talk about her last win on that court.
Well, one of the most, if not the most, controversial match in tennis history was last year's U.S. Open final, playing against Serena Williams. Osaka playing her first major final, trying to win for the country of Japan, its first singles major. It just started to unfold in a way which was most unfortunate for everybody.
So a year ago, Serena Williams has, you know, code violations and different things happen on the court, but she pretty much has kind of a meltdown, and she robs Osaka of her stunning moment. You know, there's Osaka in tears. And now she has Coco Gauff, and yet after she beats Coco Gauff, she does this extraordinary thing. I think you and others were saying you've never seen anything like it. She offers Coco Gauff to come be part of the interview.
Well, just briefly before we leave, what happened last year is afterwards Osaka was upset. Serena did console her and then helped get the crowd to stop booing. Flash forward 1 year, and to see how Osaka, after beating Coco Gauff easily and trying to console her and saying to Coco, "Why don't you be a part of the post-match interview with me? You've had a great summer." And the two of them together, courtside, it was very emotional, but it was a beautiful moment of empathy and great sportsmanship from Osaka. And also, I think it gave Coco Gauff an opportunity to thank the crowd that had helped her not only here but also at Wimbledon just have a tremendous summer for a 15-year-old tennis player.
And well, after Coco Gauff had her very tearful interview, here's Osaka addressing Coco's parents, because it turns out that the two of them used to train together. They'd see each other. They've known each other. Let's listen.
"I remember I used to see you guys training in the same place as us. And for me, like, the fact that both of us made it and we're both still working as hard as we can, I think it's incredible. And I think you guys are amazing. I think, Coco, you're amazing."
Oh, just, Pam Shriver, just speak about what this means for women in tennis, because sometimes in the past, it was said that the women weren't as supportive of each other, maybe, weren't as demonstrative, you know, at the net as maybe the guys were when there was a loss. I mean, maybe you think that's an unfair characterization, but is this changing?
I think in men's tennis, some of the battles they have that go 4 or 5 hours, sometimes their embrace up at net is quite special. It does happen in women's tennis, but maybe not as frequently. But let's face it, we've seen some great sporting moments this U.S. Open amongst all athletes. But the moment that may stand out above anything else at the end of the tournament, except for obviously when the two champions raise the trophy and win, will be this Naomi Osaka-Coco Gauff moment.
Yeah. Pam Shriver, ESPN analyst, former U.S. Open singles finalist, thank you so much.
Thanks, Robin.